a.m. and as usual, we discuss America's biggest environmental challenges. Today, we're diving into climate change, policy solutions, and individual actions. With us are Stephanie, a lobbyist fighting for stronger environmental protections, and Luna, a politician working on climate legislation. We also hear from students in Missouri sharing their experiences. Let's jump in. Climate change affects different states in different ways. Wildfires in California, freezing temperatures in Missouri. How do we connect these dots?
Yeah. As a Missouri student, it, like, what's happening in LA almost feels as though it's like in a different world, a different country from me, because of how far away we are located. But I do definitely feel for them. I've heard, like, I've been to places where there were wildfires before. I was almost trapped in an area because of a wildfire, though it wasn't like an immediate threat to me. I just wouldn't have been able to leave the area. So I understand to a certain degree what they're going through. And I definitely feel for them in that.
Exactly. What happens in one state affects the whole country, from air quality to supply chain disruptions.
But that's the issue. People don't feel directly impacted, so they don't push for action. And let's be honest, politicians don't act unless the public demands it. Even a strike can't do the job sometimes.
That's not entirely true. Many of us in the government are trying to push for action, but we're blocked by corporate interests and political opposition.
So if you were in charge, what policies would you prioritize?
But if I were the president, the first thing I would do was I would sign an executive order to basically instruct Congress to begin prioritizing climate legislation, to put it on the docket, to say that if anything involving the climate is, you know, something that if any legislation involving the climate is presented, it needs to be top priority. And then the other thing I would do is I would rejoin any sort of agreement.
They're right. We need to stop subsidizing fossil fuels and invest in renewables. But we also need realistic transitions. Just cutting off oil and gas funding overnight would hurt workers and the economy.
That's a typical political excuse. The reality is that oil companies have been given decades to transition and haven't done it. Instead of continuing to fund their profits, we should be interested in new industries that create sustainable jobs.
It's not that simple. It's not that simple. If we suddenly remove subsidies, gas prices skyrocket, and that disproportionately hurts lower-income Americans, we need a structured plan.
A structured plan that keeps delaying action? We don't have time for political back and forth. The planet isn't waiting.
While the government debates, what can individuals and schools do? Do you feel concerned? And personally, what would you have done?
I wouldn't say I do personally. I would say maybe at school there's a lot of trash everywhere, but I don't really know. You guys take it how it is. What am I doing to protect the planet? I personally recycle and pick up any trash I see all the time. I'm always like telling people to not throw stuff on the ground, but that's all I do at the moment. But to do more.
Education is important, but let's be real. Individual actions alone won't solve climate change. Recycling is great, but if corporations keep polluting at the current rate, personal responsibility won't be enough.
I agree that corporations need to be held accountable, but dismissing personal actions is dangerous. People need to be engaged for policy change to happen. Look at the past movements. Grassroots activism has led to real progress.
True, but we have to stop shifting the blame onto consumers. We need laws that force industries to change, not just campaigns asking people to recycle more.
So if we know the solutions, why isn't change happening faster?
American politicians. I feel like there's been some successes and some failures. Like, I mean, we have the EPA and like some legislation for protecting the environment. But I also feel like, especially in the last 20 years or so, there's kind of been a distinct lack of anything to really improve the situation.
The student has a point. There's been too much stagnation, but progress has been made. The Inflation Reduction Act, for example, included historic climate funding.
Sure, but it's not enough. Politicians keep making compromises instead of real change. We need to be bolder.
And we need to be practical. If we push too hard, we risk backlash that make progress even harder. Change has to be strategic.
Strategy can't be an excuse for inaction. We're running out of time.
Clearly, there are strong opinions on both sides, but is there any common ground?
We both agree that we need stronger environmental action. Our debate is about the how.
Right, and we both believe corporate accountability and public pressure are key.
So, whether it's policy reform, activism, or daily actions, the bottom line is that we all have a role to play. Thank you for joining us today, and a big thank you to Stephanie, Luna, and the mystery students who participated in this debate. This was EcoTalk USA. See you next time.